Lee David at 2014 World Series of Poker. I'm here at the break of the Millionaire Maker. First break of the day, I'm here with Jackie Glazier. How's it going, Jackie?
Going good. I turned up about an hour and a half late, so lost a few chips there, but just sitting pretty much on what I started with.
So let's get clear something up straight from the get-go. You are not Jay Farber's girlfriend, right?
I am not one of Jay Farber's girlfriends. No.
There's a guy on our table. I'm actually playing on the table with Jackie at the moment. There's a guy on our table who seems to have a crush on Jay Farber, and Jay was coming over to talk to Jackie, and he swears that that you're related in some way.
Yeah.
And you dodged the "Are you famous?" He asked you if you were famous, and you said not at all, right?
Well, no, I don't really consider myself famous, but it's just probably better for me to slip under the radar at tables anyway.
Yeah, as a writer, I don't want people to know that I'm a writer because they'll know I'm rubbish. You don't want them to know you're a pro player for this different reasons. You were telling me you've taken up golf. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I had my first hit of golf pretty much on Christmas Day, and then just decided I'd get a handicap, and now that I've got the handicap, I'm not happy with it. I don't know what I expected. I should never have gone to get a handicap. Like, you had to play three rounds or something to get the handicap, and then, now I'm like, that's crap, so, yeah, I'm trying to beat it.
And competitive tennis, you said you played as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I played a lot of tennis as a junior and travelled to the States and played some satellite tournaments and that when I was younger, so, yeah, that was my start of my competitive
I was going to say,
journey.
Sport and competition has always been in your blood then. And
Definitely.
What's been going on poker-wise since you won the bracelet?
Since Paris, I haven't had a lot of success. Finaled a table at an event at Aussie Millions and, just been plugging away. But moved house as well, so it's...
Where do you live now?
So I'm still in Melbourne, but I've moved out. My husband is a peak performance coach and he works mainly with golfers. So
How you going?
Yeah, good. I was just here 1 minute. So we've moved out to a golf resort so he can work with a lot of his clients one-on-one on the course. And, so it was a big move.
Do you feel you're a little bit out of the way in terms of the international circuit? Because obviously Europe's booming with the EPT. You've got the WPT doing great things in America. Do you feel a little bit out of the way?
Definitely. I mean, Australia's so far away. And for me to get on a flight and travel, 15 hours plus to a place for a week to play a tournament is difficult, but if there's a string of tournaments that I can sort of travel for 2 month time and play some poker with a little bit of holiday in between, that's probably what I'll do at the end of this year as well. So I have plans to come to Europe and play a little bit more at the end of this year.
And Vanessa herself won a bracelet following in your footsteps. I know she's won three now.
Right.
But it keeps the momentum going. I actually was writing about it in the build-up to it, and I alluded to the fact that she was, the greatest female poker player of all time. What's your opinion on that? Is it time that we just said that she was one of the greatest players in time, or do you think that the media should still be putting focus on the female aspect to try to get more females in? What's your opinion?
I think she can definitely take both titles. She's good enough. She can be the best female poker player there ever was, and she can be one of the best players that ever was. So, yeah, she can take both of those titles as far as I'm concerned. And, she's an absolute superstar and someone that really is inspiring to a lot of women out there playing. So.
Do you ever think to yourself that you're a role model for women playing in poker, or are you just a role model for poker in general?
I really hope that I am a role model for women in poker, because there's so few people playing, so few women playing. They make up such a small percentage of the field, and if I have any sort of way of making more women come and play poker, well, that would be great.
Jackie, thanks for joining us today, and I hope you'll suck out on me later on.
Thanks, Lee.